Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. As you know, this show was also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as republicreview.org. No start off rant here. I just want to kind of get to things because I want to get through everything today. And we want to cover what's hot, what is not hot. And so that way we can dive into either tomorrow or Wednesday my interview with Dr. Vile as we talk about some of the Civil War issues that created constitutional challenges and or problems with unconstitutional governments, such as setting up the corporations and so forth, as well as the militia, as well as a few other things. But as we take a very broad approach towards discussing the constitutionality of some of these things. But anyway, the listen line or the number to call in to listen to this show if you cannot stream this show is 605-562-4209. This is still the only show that is telling and providing the information that we all need to get the federal government into compliance. You want to solve almost every problem in every direction you look. Almost every single one is stemmed from or coming from the origins of most all of our problems are coming from unconstitutional government. As people are ratcheting up the rancor, whether it be illegal immigration, whether it be abortion, whether it be health care, health freedom, it really doesn't matter. It is all coming from the federal government's usurpation of powers that they've never been delegated by the states. And the only way we are going to fix all of these problems in full swoop, would be by initiating Republic Review, starting off with the audit and then getting into the nuts and bolts of how and what we want to do as we ratchet back the federal government. That's a conversation that has to be done by the states. So with that, let me kind of dive forward into a little bit of groveling because I want to get into the meat of everything today. If I can get through it, then we'll definitely do Dr. Vile's interview tomorrow. And so, as you know, we've got the sponsor for Red State Coffee out there. And if you like your grind and or you can do whole beans, why don't you try some? Then you can call 425-270-5416 and leave a comment on about the quality of the coffee that you're drinking. Let us know what you think. We also have a social, or I should say a crowdfunding that you can find either on social media and or on the reclaimingtherepublic.org website, and that is our GoFundMe Reclaiming the Republic campaign. This campaign currently is, we're just looking to try to get reimbursements for our travel in getting out to some of the states and helping them actually, you know, get on board at the party level, at legislative leadership level, and so forth. And so if you want to contribute and help us cover our cost, and we're literally just talking about the travel costs at this point, you can see where we are and how much we've got and what we need just to cover costs already expended. Any kind of help would be appreciated. And as a matter of fact, we would be honored by any type of help whatsoever, whether it be financial help or even your time. We've got a few people out there a few different states that are actually working in trying to correlate data and in trying to get involved with connecting with people and so forth. I truly am humbled with the efforts and the time people are putting out. And we can add you to that. Just send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And that way we can kind of dive in. Now, I know I've mentioned that I got a letter from a listener and I'm going to dive into that, but I'm going to hold off a little bit and I'm going to kind of put everything together in a special show just because this listener, well, one of the reasons is I was expecting to hear back from the listener by now because they said, well, I'm going to respond and then I will, and once they do, then I was going to get back to them. I'm not sure how many of you had streamed, but if you did stream, if you attended the Red Pill Expo, let me know, info@ReclaimingTheRepublic, what you thought and your perspective on how they were, each of the individual speakers were portraying or providing the perspective of what we need to do. Because if you look at every single one, and if we get the federal government out of the knickers of all of these types of things, wouldn't all these problems go away? The Fed? Absolutely. Health freedom, vaccinations? Absolutely. Getting the federal government into compliance with the Constitution is and should be our foremost priority. Well, my last little obligatories here. What are you doing for Constitution Day? Are you doing anything? Let us know if you need some help. If you know, if you want to do something, let us know what you're doing. We'd love to plug it. And as a matter of fact, you can even tell if you want to do that car dealership thing that we've talked about. We will be happy. You can tell them, hey, you know, this is going to get plugged on Red State Talk Radio by G.R. Mobley. And so maybe they would like that. If they don't want that, then just let me know and I'll just, you know, I'll leave the dealership out and I'll talk about the town or what have you. But, you know, we can maintain. It is a sad day in America when a car dealership refuses to stand up, especially an American manufactured car, supposedly, that has the American name like Ford, Chevy, GM, so forth. It is a sad day in America when they refuse to associate themselves with the Constitution. What the heck is going on? If you don't understand how important this is and why these things are being downplayed as politically bad, these are warning shots, my friends. When businesses and everybody else is looking at the Constitution as the problem, I'm here to tell you that we are getting that much closer. That much closer with the sentiments ratcheting up or the sentiments growing. And the only way we can turn these things around is by bringing constitutional awareness to things. And that's when people are going to start ideologically splitting. It's kind of like nobody really talks about a very particular problem until, you know, somebody. It never becomes an issue until somebody starts talking about it. Like in a family, let's say a family is equally divided with the gender. And it's never been a problem. But all of a sudden, when somebody keeps on talking and harping and bringing it up and so forth, next thing you know, the family starts getting divided over gender issues because somebody wanted to make a deal and they became divisive. That is the nature and the actions of a divisive person. And so don't allow these corporations and these people to become divisive. The Constitution is supposed to protect all U.S. citizens, all businesses. It's not supposed to be, you know, and it is not, and it was never designed as something that was to be oppressive. It was the blanket of protection from oppression. And I know people are going to bring up the slavery. You listen to my previous shows regarding all of that because we've gone on and on and on about that. Now, today, I believe you will start to recognize what we all believe will be the primary topic of focus for the 2020 election. And as a matter of fact, this is going to become an issue that that is going to be talked about to ad nauseum. In other words, you're going to get sick of this, or it is designed to create division and or designed to instill passion. And I believe that that's because there's a bet on the Trump side that there are more patriots and more people that are concerned about patriotism than the other side. But I don't want to expose what the issue is yet. We'll start off with that. But before we do, remember I mentioned last week that there was an attack on a pair of lesbians in London. The ironic thing is, now you got to understand, remember John Cleese actually said London is no longer England anymore, or English. And Elton John came out and says, I'm a European, countered that, you know, the two Johns. And so I'm here to tell you that London has been taken over. I mean, I believe the mayor is Islamic. And so the London authorities are not identifying the assailants in this attack. And this is probably more due to political correctness in protecting demographics. That's all I can think of. And so let me start diving into some of these ridiculous things that are occurring in the news. And you go, I just can't believe this is happening. Oh, well, this is California. But let me start off with the fact that California lawmakers agree. They all agreed to allow health benefits to go to illegal or immigrants in California. It doesn't matter what their status is. If you're an immigrant, illegal or not, you get benefits. You're not even a U.S. citizen yet. You get benefits. And we will get into this as soon as we come back from this promo. So please stay tuned, and we're going to dive into this right after we get back. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. So California lawmakers will be the first state to pay for some adults living in the country illegally. You get this? To have full health benefits as the solidly liberal, and I'm just reading this verbatim, as the solidly liberal bastion continues to distance itself from President Donald Trump. Unfortunately, what the reporting agency just stated was the fact that they missed the swipe California is taking at the legal citizens of California. Take that. You get to pay for all the illegals that are coming in, or a very high percentage, and you're already paying for them in education. Now you get to cover their health needs. They're going to get health care insurance, probably an HMO or what have you, so they have a primary care provider. They're going to become fully covered thanks to the good, hardworking folks in California. What is it going to take for those folks in California to realize that they have to abandon that state? Boy, that sunshine sure does take a beating on the old heads down there. You know, some people talk about, you know, the moss heads up in the Pacific Northwest. I'll tell you what, those are some dried nuts and fruits or whatever down in California that are just lost. I can't believe that they're doing these things to their citizens. What I believe would really send, because this might actually try to create precedents for a legal case where maybe China or the entire world can come in and sue the state of California and maybe even the United States, because Congress is trying to carry that exact same mantra that we need to cover everybody. And so what's keeping these folks from suing the United States or California and these other states doing this for their own benefits? Hey, just because we can't make it doesn't mean we don't deserve those benefits. Come on. We deserve health care for everybody at the expense of the United States. And if you start understanding the ramification of what happens when you start handing out benefits to people who are not subject to your sovereignty, they're subjects to another sovereign, what's to keep these other people that are subjects in these sovereigns to say, well, why don't you cover the rest of these people? Just because they didn't cross that line? That's not fair. That's line discrimination. You're discriminating between your border and ours. Anyway, I mean, this is how insane these things get. So let me move into the next one. And this is from G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. YouTube has added immigration as the keywords to be used in a list of protected groups, which is likely to be used to stamp out criticism of mass immigration in Western countries. Even though America has no laws prohibiting hate speech, the courts have ruled repeatedly that hate speech is free speech that cannot be stopped, and big tech monopolies are censoring people for their political views, as we've been talking about, under their own made-up definitions. Insults and claiming a violent event that are staged false flags operations violates Google's extreme hate speech rules. And so you're going to find that these ideologues that are running these tech companies are trying to force us down a very specific path. It's controlling the propaganda. Why is it you're still using these companies like Google? If you are using Google for your internet search or any other services, then you need to move off. I need to really consider, and I'm hoping that somebody else will say, hey, you need to put your videos and content over here. And that way we get off of YouTube altogether. You know, what would happen if everybody just left YouTube? That would be a novel concept, because then Google would actually feel the pinch of censorship. They would feel the pinch of trying to ideologically manipulate America and or the masses. And we don't like it. We've never liked it. That's in our DNA. Another thing, and so if you haven't caught this already, California handing out, you know, benefits to illegals, YouTube now going to censoring things over the issues of immigration. G. Edward Griffin also mentioned that Mexico is deploying its military to its borders from Guatemala to stop people from flooding the U.S. border after President Trump's threatened to impose tariffs on all Mexican products. Hector Garza, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, said that two NGO organizers were arrested in Mexico and are responsible for much of the suffering of migrants because they made false promises to them. Garza also said that the Mexican federal police had actually escorting caravans to the U.S. border. So, I mean, things are starting to change. In April, Mr. Garza wrote that the crisis at the southern border is no accident, and he blamed efforts by liberal activists to encourage massive illegal immigration to overwhelm America's southern border. Pueblo Sin Fronteras, or People Without Borders, have worked feverishly behind the scenes to keep caravans coming and is linked with the International Quaker Movement, historical Democratic Party donors, and U.S. government bureaucrats. And if you don't remember, the Obama administration, through the, I think the Department of State, was sending out through, you know, the Central American countries information regarding, hey, if you come here, all you've got to do is claim, you know, asylum, and we will let you become citizens. We'll fast track you. And that was one of the big driving forces of people starting to come this way, if you remember that. African migrants began illegally crossing. And so here's the next one here. So Mexico is now being forced by the Trump campaign to stop this. African migrants began illegally crossing the South Texas border at the end of May, and by June 5th, more than 500 African migrants had crossed illegally into the single port at the Del Rio sector in less than a week. Just before the illegal crossings began, hundreds of African migrants gathered near an international bridge in Nuevo Laredo, and I'm going to probably really murder this name here, Tamaulipas, to protest not being allowed to entry into the U.S. through a legal port of entry, complaining that Cuban migrants were being given preferential treatment. It is unknown who is funding the migrants of Africans. Critics are concerned about the diseases, and there has been an outbreak of Ebola in the Congo. Now, I'm not necessarily connecting all of these things, but sometimes people do. But the fact of the matter is that people know that all they've got to do is get to Mexico, because Mexico will let them in, and then they can just cross the border. And this has been the sham. And how many? What is the religious makeup of these Africans? As we know, Islam has traversed almost the entire continent, almost. I mean, enough of it to say, you know, we've got to be very leery of the people that are coming in here for religious purposes. And we'll get into that as well today. In Ohio, this is also need to know news, Oberlin College was hit with an $11.2 million blowout verdict after its students and faculty falsely accused Gibson's Bakery of racially profiling a 2016 incident involving three black Oberlin students who claimed they were victims of racism, even though one was caught openly shoplifting and trying to use a fake ID to buy alcohol. Oberlin College faculty and students engaged in a series of protests against the bakery, urged people to boycott. See, this is what happens when institutions, you know, go down this path of trying to boycott. And Oberlin's vice president and dean, here's institution and dean of students, Meredith Raimondo, made a flyer accusing the store of regularly racially profiling its customers. And all of this was fake. And so they got hit with this verdict for, what, $11.2 million. Now, I know I'm kind of wandering beyond the immigration thing, but I'm telling you that immigration is going to probably be the primary focus, and Trump is trying to get results. And what he's doing is he's doing everything he can to get results so he can state his case in 2020 to the American voters, say, you know, I've had to go to these lengths to try to protect us from this invasion, and Congress is doing nothing about it. Anyway, let me kind of move on, because there's one more thing to bring up regarding the border. But there's also, if you haven't heard, Dean, who was involved in the Watergate, and I forget his first name, but he was in Nixon's administration, who was, I believe, convicted, speaks to the, air quotes, parallels regarding the Nixon's Watergate fiasco and supposedly the Mueller report. Do not forget that Nixon was the globalist who basically opened the doors to put China on a fast track to becoming a very dangerous competitor to America and liberty. And Dean is the representative of the globalists. So don't forget this. When you see people like this coming, you know, people, oh, well, he's a Republican. No, no, no. He was a globalist. And you have to keep those perspectives. Is this person a globalist? Where are they aligned to? And if they're Nixon, I can just tell you, they're globalists. Kissinger, all of those guys were aligned with Nixon. My friends, we're at a hard break. We will be right back after this, and we're going to cover some more immigration matters. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Now, there's a video going around that shows a bunch of illegals walking on the southern side of the wall, the American-Mexican wall. They're walking along the southern side of it for a little distance so that they can just go to the end of it and walk around, and voila, they're in America. Now, what this shows you is how the partial wall works. It forces them to walk around to the end. The problem is it's a partial wall. Walls don't work unless it's a wall. It's a partial wall. It's not going to work. And even if you kind of line it up to where, you know, it's, you know, towards really hostile areas where these things end, it doesn't matter. They're going to figure out ways of getting around because partial walls allow them to do that. A full wall changes the dynamics completely. And in all honesty, it's just a matter of time where the coyotes, you know, start putting ladders mounted to the backs of their trucks so they can drive up to the wall. You know, have a ladder go up and a little rope dangling down and let people, you know, climb up the ladder and shimmy down the rope. And that's next thing you know, they're in with a full wall. The wall's got to get taller.
as these things keep going, people learn to work and, you know, go around the obstacles that you create for them. So the question is, what is the real solution? I mean, I'm okay with a wall, but you have to take away the incentives and the desires for people to try to traffic people, goods, and so forth in here. And so what we have to do is actually start eradicating either the restrictions and or some of the other problems. So one of the problems, and one of the biggest problems we have, is the way we hand out unconstitutional entitlements. Unconstitutional entitlements is the huge draw for anybody to come to America, refugee or what have you. We're paying them thousands of dollars a month at your expense. And as long as those print presses keep working, they're going to keep on inflating our currency, and that's only stealing your wealth. What's it going to take? Because all of this is unconstitutional. And there's only one thing that's going to solve this problem along with every problem all at the same time. Does anybody have a solution that can solve all of the problems of unconstitutional government? I mean, some people just want to fix abortion. Some people just want to fix this, you know, Obamacare or vaccinations. Their focus is, we just want to fix this. Well, how about fixing all the problems? Then we don't have to go from one problem to the next, because you know what? If you look at how they're ratcheting up the next problem and the next problem to throw at us, it's getting more intense and faster. When is it to where we will no longer be? It's not about even keeping up anymore, because we're not able to keep up. Fact of the matter is, it's just a matter of time to when we capitulate. Either we go bankrupt, or for political expediency, they say, you know what, we're just throwing away the Constitution, and we've got to become a part of this global governance. Those days are just around the corner. As you know, the Bolshevik Revolution is just a few years away. So what is it going to take? I will also say this. If you read Article 4 of the Constitution, and more specifically, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, this is the guarantee clause, and this is where you're going to find a guarantee or a promise that the federal government will do something. And it says this: the United States shall guarantee to every state in this nation, first, a republican form of government, and second, they shall protect each of them from invasion. So we're supposed to be protected from these invasions. And Congress is actually doing everything they can to not stop the invasion, to keep the invasion happening. Every single one of these congressmen who have not supported the stopping of this invasion once and for all is failing to live their oath of office. If you understand, they take an oath of office to support the Constitution, which means they support that line right there in stopping the invasion. And they have failed to do so for decades. Every single one of them should be wrapped up on charges, and they should be thrown into the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And you've got to remember, the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is providing aid and comfort to the enemies of the Constitution. Not enemies of the state, enemies of the U.S. government, because that's not the Constitution. Because you could be an enemy of the U.S. government if you don't like the U.S. government vaccinating your kids because it's unconstitutional. Well, see, that's the U.S. government, not the Constitution. You know it's unconstitutional. They're violating the Constitution, but you're considered an enemy of the U.S. government because you're an ally with the Constitution. We have to start understanding where we stand, and we have to stand on the Constitution. But more importantly, every single one of these saps, one of these shills that are in office, should be banned, removed from office, and banned for life in never being allowed to serve the public ever again. Let me move on. There are plenty of states out there that are getting kicked in the teeth. New York, Illinois, Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania are some of the top states where wealthy are leaving because of some of the draconian policies and so forth. Now, these are millennials as well. Wealthy millennials are leaving these states at a high clip. So what the heck's going on? Apparently, people don't like having to pay for, because what's happened to New York? They just voted to not pay for the support of veterans for free, tuition and so forth, but they're giving free tuition to illegals. New York has also got, the infanticide laws. I mean, if you start looking at some of these really progressive states and the laws that they're creating and the amount of taxes that they're having to dole out on their people, even rich kids get it. Hey, I'm going to be broke if I stay in this state. I have to move somewhere else. And that is self-survival. Is that greed or is that just this instincts of survival? Now, I will say this, that we're going to get into some climatologies, but I'm not going to jump into that yet. What I do want to do is I want to tell you about Michigan Yale Hotel. They've come out and said they're offering free accommodations for anyone traveling for an abortion from Alabama. See, this is what ideologues do. The ends justify their means. They want to poke Alabama in the eye. They're all the way up in Michigan. Get on. How many states border Michigan that are still allowing abortions? And they're just trying to get themselves, into the limelight because they've either lost their relevance or they're figuring, hey, this might be a great opportunity to get some good PR with the liberals to come here. Yeah, this is all staging. Now, I'll say this too. A letter, this is all regarding the abortion, a letter signed by, I think it was like 170, almost 200 CEOs and many leading U.S. firms that basically are stating the equality in the workplace. And one of those primary issues is one of the most important business issues of our time and emphasizes that restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health, independence, and economic stability of our employees and customers. So these CEOs all signed this one-page ad in the New York Times. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. What a bunch of shills. Shills to murder babies. Are you kidding? That's what's happening, and that's where people are lining up ideologically. And I'm just telling you, just because the CEOs are saying it, these are probably the CEOs that are lapdogs for the globalist initiatives, Agenda 21 and so forth. I'd like to see the list of all of these CEOs. I don't have the time to do it, but then we should actually publish that, or you should go look for it, send it to me, and we can publish it so that we can say, okay, well, here are the globalist companies that maybe you don't want to work for, or maybe you don't want to buy products from them. Okay, so here's an interesting thing. With open borders in mind and immigration, after a little more than a year when Iceland has opened its doors to the Islamic refugees, their policies may have changed slightly since they just got called out for how they treated the Turkey footballers when they landed at the Iceland airport to be a part of some elimination tournament or what have you. And I'm just going, okay. So apparently it took a year for Iceland to start getting the message that maybe this is not either the culture, ideology, whatever you want to say, we have to have these honest conversations. Maybe they're not a good mix for our culture. And so apparently it's created either some paradigms, biases, or even policy changes to where Iceland's regretting and going, you know what, we don't think we want to do this anymore. Or at least people within these agencies of customs or what have you are saying, you know what, this is dumb. We're not going to be supportive of this anymore. There are consequences to bad behavior. And when you're trying to mix two cultures and or ideologies, one declaring war on the entire world, there are consequences. You have to be cognizant of this. You cannot force people. That's That's the antithesis of liberty, forcing people to do something or to think a certain way or to behave or forcing them to get along. It would be nice if we could all sing Kumbaya, but we'll have to wait until we come back after these two promos. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So, in another Islamic surprise in the news, the owners of restaurants and cafes in which Islamic principles were not observed were confronted, and during these operations, 547 businesses were closed and 11 offenders were arrested. This was happening in Iran. You have to understand, Islam is a theocratic culture. They believe in being subjected to their theocracy. They believe and demand to establish their theocracy as their government. And so Iran is already a theocracy. So one has to remember the lack of tolerance with certain forms of governments, especially certain religious ideologies. You have to understand, American culture and a lot of Western society cultures are ensconced in the concepts of liberty. And so we want to just apply liberty to all, but we completely forget that oil and vinegar sometimes can't mix. You have to be honest. You cannot mix oil and vinegar. They just naturally separate. And so you have to violently shake them and violently shake them to be able to apply it equally. If not, you're only going to get the oil out of the jar on your salad. And so what is happening is we're being violently shaken, and the oil, a certain type of ideology that doesn't believe in liberty, will naturally try to rise to suppress the liberty-minded people. That's what you see throughout Western societies. Seriously, go to the people of all these different cultures and nations and start doing real good objective surveys. Do the objective research and you will find that probably the majority of the people think it was a bad idea trying to mix oil and vinegar. And the fact is that they're being violently shaken to continually accept and continually accept. And the trend is going, this is a bad idea. We need to get rid of this because we are the victims. They are becoming the victims. And I'm going, well, okay, world, what lesson have we learned from this? And why is it that we want to perpetrate this and continue to ram this down the rest of the world's throat? It's okay if they can survive and, you know, do their own thing, but not in a conquest. What is going on is this is the new form of colonialization, and they're going after Western societies to punish them for supposedly they're colonializing. There's a better word for that. It's colonies and colonizing the world. And so if you look at what they're doing and in contrast to what Western societies did, when England went out on its colonist crusades, it didn't ram down the throat of all of these different cultures. But they did, I'll take that back, because they did have some bad episodes like with the Indian Trading Company, the West Indies Trading Company, and some of these other things that they did. But when America, we did have these laws of nations, we tried to live within these laws of nations. And a matter of fact, the laws of nations is within the Constitution because Madison wanted to make sure that we were in compliance to those things because these were the standards that the world was accepting, or I should say the Western society. At that point in time, the rest of the world was not players in this level of civilization and culture. Where did this level of civilization and culture come from? Well, it came from Rome. It came from Greece. The culture, or I should say the cradle, right? Isn't Greece the cradle of civilization? And so the point is, Western societies were the ones that started getting on board first with civilizing themselves and creating standards, policies, and laws. Everybody else wanted to continually, you know, maintain their, you know, backwards cultures or what have you. And then eventually they were overthrown by communist theocracies and so forth. And now, because Western society was so successful, the globalists are shutting them down by punishing them, by forcing them and violently shaking them in the act of trying to mix oil and vinegar. What ends up happening is the Western societies become the victims because they know exactly the ideology of these other cultures, and the ends justify the means. It's okay to rape these women. It's okay to rape these kids because that's what their culture teaches. I mean, you hear there are plenty of examples of imams and other leaders out there that are saying these things. It's okay. We can do these things. It's okay with our law. That's why we need Sharia law. So here is some news that does not make sense to me. And the Wiowa or Huey or whatever that, however you pronounce that Chinese Communist Party tech company that has been in the news so much lately before bans and bad actors and so forth. Apparently, the U.S. wants to delay the ban of this company and the tech sector's time to adjust. The United States is delaying some restrictions on U.S. technology sales to Chinese tech powerhouse Huawei in what it calls an effort to ease the blow of the Huawei smartphone owners and smaller U.S. telecom providers that rely on its networking equipment. Are you kidding me? You know what? These people should have been warned. They should have known a long time ago, going with this cheap spy crap, buying this stuff from China, they should have been forewarned that you get what you've paid for. And, you know, for shutting it down and stopping, I'm sorry, we you know, there are consequences when companies want to go cheap, when they want to, you know, get the free stuff from China because they want to spy on us. I'm sorry. Well, that's the consequence. Now you have to spend money, and you have to have a good, you're going to have to get legitimate tech equipment and something that we're not actually selling and or handing over all of your traffic over to China. And so I just, it doesn't make sense to me that the U.S. is delaying these blocks on this tech giant and some of the Chinese tech. Some good news, maybe. I think a lot of people look at the opioid crisis as a real problem. And you got to understand that the reason why all of these things are happening with the pharmaceuticals, opioids, and so forth, the federal government has no business dictating what is illegal, what's legal, and saying we're allowing this on the market. Who's really to blame? Is it the opioids, or is it the federal government for actually managing and trying to, you know, usurp these powers that the states should have been dictating? The states would have been cognizant instead of just being completely blindly reliant upon the federal government. So anyway, drug maker Insys Therapeutics, Inc. has filed for bankruptcy protection on Monday. Now, you got to remember that I don't know if they've been hit, but they've been hit kind of indirectly. I know Purdue was just recently hit with a large, not lawsuit, they were hit with a huge fine. And more of these tech companies that are providing these opioid medications are getting hit, and they're just, you know, they're just being quick to the gate to go, we need bankruptcy protection or we're going to go under. And I'm saying, you know what? Who cares? Who cares? Because supposedly, if you look into this, these companies supposedly paid doctors bribes to prescribe these powerful opioid medications. What do you expect? When things like that start to come out, then there are consequences. You know, why is it that we remove the consequences of bad behavior from people, whether that be abortion, smoking, or taking drugs, or what have you, and then we leave the corporations out to dry? We shouldn't be covering the bad consequences of anybody's behavior, period. Now, let's look at SCOTUS, because people want to know, hey, is SCOTUS conservative or not? Or I want to actually throw this out there. SCOTUS Monday turned away a bid to widen legal protections for gun silencers in a case involving two Kansas men convicted for failing to register the devices as required by federal law, as the justices again stepped aside a chance to rule on the scope of the right to bear arms. But SCOTUS agreed also this week to hear a case in which Brian Allen's Entertainment Studios alleges that Comcast refused to carry its channel due to racial discrimination, which was, I believe, African-American, black, what have you. And so they're picking up this racial discrimination, political correct case, but they're ignoring these challenges that are starting to weaken the Second Amendment. So how conservative do you think SCOTUS really is? I mean, there should be a majority, but they're continually allowing these cases that are very important for conservative constitutional issues, and they're not hearing them. Some of these are actually constitutional issues, like this right here, the right to bear arms. Show me in the Constitution where racial discrimination is something that the federal government has been delegated this power. You find this interesting? They are picking up cases they have no jurisdiction on, and they're ignoring cases they actually have jurisdiction on. Go figure it out yourself. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help to get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.